happy to see everyone here this morning.
很高兴今天早上可以看见大家在这里。
My topic is when God turns off the light.
我们今天的题目是叫做当神把这个光灭掉的时候。
Now you might say that's really against the word of God.
这个好像是有点不合圣经哈。
For Jesus said, I am the light of the world.
因为耶稣说我是世上的世界的光。
And he who follows me shall not walk in darkness.
跟从我的就不在黑暗里走。
But have the light of life.
必要得着生命的光。
But sometimes you feel like the light's sort of gone off.
可是实际上有的时候你感觉到你生命里看不到光。
You can't really sense God. You can't seem to feel him. It seems like it's dark and empty.
你也感受不到他的同在，你所能感受到的就是黑暗和空虚。
Times when you come to a place where you just feel like it's all coming apart.
你会经历到这样一段时间，感觉所有的事情都不顺心，都不如意。
I had a friend who was dying of cancer, and she expressed it this way. She said, I feel like I'm walking down a tunnel.
那我有一个朋友，他得了癌症，他跟我说他的感受，他就感觉好像在走一个隧道一样。
And at that particular time, it was dark for her.
那对他来说，这个看不到光的隧道就是一片黑暗。
She was sick, she was fearful in a sense, and it was dark. But you know, she could remember, and she realized,But I'm a child of God.
那他在这个经历病痛，然后看不到光，感受到只有黑暗的时候，他提醒自己说：“我要记得，我是神的孩子。”
And she could say, "There's a light at the end of the tunnel."
然后他就可以有这个确信，说这个走到隧道的尽头就会有光。
It was Spurgeon. He was a tremendous minister in London, England at one time.
那有一个神学家，他叫斯布珍，他有一段时期在这个英国的伦敦。
And he explained, I think, the best that I have seen about the darkness that comes.
那他讲到这个黑暗的时候，他讲得很好。
He said, "We no longer walk in the darkness of sin and the ignorance of being against God."
他说我们作为神的儿女的话，我们就不会在这个罪恶和这个无知的黑暗当中行走。
So the light that Jesus was talking about, being he the light of the world, this is the light that took us out of sin, out of the darkness, out of the prison of ourselves.
那我们刚才讲到耶稣说我是世界上的光，耶稣这个光是把我们从这个罪恶的黑暗中，这个无知与神悖逆的黑暗中带出来。
But Spurgeon also said this, some may have to walk in the place that is dark.
但是呢，斯布珍又后来又说，但是我们当中会有一些人也要还是要经历黑暗。
And we may be called on to walk in the darkness of trouble, perplexity, many a sickness, many things that may come our way.
但是你经历的这个黑暗是神所预定的，神呼召你要经历，就是经历痛苦，经历这个困惑和或者是病痛的黑暗。
I think we all realize that we're going to have times like this.
我想我们大家都有意识到说我们不可能人生一帆风顺。
Many of you here have already gone through a lot of this.
我们当中可能已经有些人已经经历过了很多痛苦和黑暗。
And there are times when we just don't understand what God is doing.
然后甚至人生有的时候你觉得不能明白神为什么要让这些事情发生在你身上。
And when this cover of darkness begins to fall upon us,And this tragedy has happened, and this one that we love has passed away, and these things that come to us, we just feel sometimes, why me, why now?
那当这个黑暗笼罩我们生命中失去了宝贵的东西，我们有亲人生病的时候，我们很容易就会问，为什么这件事情会临到我？为什么现在我要经受这个？
There are those that have prolonged sicknesses, prolonged depression,Prolong many things, maybe financial difficulties that you feel in such darkness.
那有些人他经历这黑暗，也可能是一种长期的病痛，或者是一直以来这个经济上有困难。
And sometimes those are the times we feel that He's abandoned us.
当你在经历这些的时候，你很容易就会感受到说，是不是神抛弃我了，他不管我了。
This is as old as the ages. It was David who raised up his voice and said, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
那这个是长久以来从很亘古的时候人就会有这样的经历，然后大卫写诗篇的时候就会提到说，我的神，我的神，你为什么要离弃我？
David sound like Jesus on the cross.
这个也是耶稣在这个十字架上所说的那句话。
He said, "You're so far from me."
那他说你神，你为什么远离我？
And from the words of my groaning.
然后不听我哀哼的言语。
You see, David had been running from King Saul for 3 years. King Saul had been right on him, trying to kill him. And he was running and running and running, and he felt that God had seemed to abandon him.
那大卫写这个诗的背景是他被这个扫罗王追杀，然后一直在这个逃命的过程中，这三年以来一直是这样，然后他就会有这样的感受。
Those of you have had emotional feelings of depression, anxiety. These things sometimes will last for a long while with some people.
那我们当中有些人有这个感情上、这个情绪上的挣扎，然后有这个抑郁的这个症状，然后这对你来说也是一个很大的这个挣扎。
And you may feel like you're really fighting a battle of darkness.
然后你感受到你就是好像在很绝望的跟这个黑暗在做斗争。
For depression is the lack of hope. There's no hope.
因为这个抑郁症它一个特点就是说它感受不到盼望。
I don't know what you have been through.
我不知道每个人经历的是什么样的。
My heart goes out to those who have felt this pressure of darkness.
那我很同情那些真的是有这样的感受的人。
But truly, it's probably been most of us.
但是其实我们每个人都会或多或少的有这样经历。
And if not, we'll probably be going through it.
如果你从前没有经历过的话，那你可能在不久的将来就有可能会经历到。
So what do we do when God seemingly turns out the light?
那当这个事情发生的时候，当你看不到好像神把这个所有的灯都灭了的时候，你要怎么办呢？
There are really three things that you and I can do.
我们你我所能做的有三件事。
Now this first thing, many people get to this place.
那我所要列的这个第一件，有很多人就是这样反应的。
You can get mad at God, blame Him.
你可以对神很生气，你可以抱怨，你觉得都要责怪他。
And you do nothing else.
然后你自己不做什么。
You sit there and blame God. You don't know why this happened. Why me? And you go over and over this kind of feeling.
然后你就在心里一遍一遍的抱怨，说为什么是我？为什么让神让这件事情发生在我身上？
We focus on the problem. We focus on the opposition of this very moment of darkness.
那你的焦点完全集中在就是此时此刻你所受到的痛苦，你所受到的阻碍上。
And of course, when we get angry and say why, we're saying why has God? Sometimes, like Job, why has God made me?
那有的时候，当你跟神说问为什么的时候，就好像约伯那个时候也问神为什么。
So one way that people can do when God seemingly allows the darkness to come, we can get mad at God.
那所以这个其中，我说的这个三种，其中第一个反应就是说你对神不满。
Many times we just sit there and what we say in America, we stew. We just boil over and over.
那然后就坐在那儿，就是生闷气，就好像这个一直一直的不高兴。
Along with the oppression we're having, then we begin to feel this condemnation toward God. We begin to feel bitter. We begin to feel empty. And the darkness just gets worse.
那你坐在那里生气的时候，你的改变并没有得到解决，所以你这个怒气就会越来越多，然后就会对神有很多的苦读。
Sometimes it's just like a hound dog. This man had a hound dog in his grocery store.
那有一个故事讲到一个猎犬在一个这个店里。
And he was sitting there just howling away.
然后这个猎犬他就坐在这个店里的时候，然后就一直在那儿那个叫那个嚎。
And you have to know what a hound dog's like. When he howls. It's just quite a bark.
我不知道你们有没有听过这个猎犬它是怎么嚎的，反正这个声音应该是很响。然后
So someone came in and said, "What's the matter with that dog?"
那这时候有人就进到这个店里来，就问说，这个狗怎么了？它干嘛呢？
He said he's sitting on a burr.
然后这个时候就这个店主就说他坐在一个那个好像苍耳，就是那种有刺的那种果子上。
And the man said, "Well, why doesn't he get off?"
那这人就问，那他干嘛不起来呀？
He said he'd rather holler.
他说他宁可就在那儿叫，他也不起来。
Sometimes this is the thing. When we get in the darkness, we begin to howl.
那就好像我们有的时候也是这样，当我们经历的痛苦和苦难的时候，我们也像这个狗一样，就在那儿嚎哭。
And we get so used to howling that we don't know how to stop.
然后呢，我们这种养成了习惯以后，你都不知道说该怎么停止这样的。
Oh, I have visited and visited people that I've heard the same thing. Over and over.
我见过很多，我去探访过很多人，然后他们每次跟我说的都是同样的话，都是同样的抱怨。
And this is really a situation. You know, it can be very devastating to our spiritual life.
你知道吗？当这个情况发生的时候，它对我们的这个属灵的生命是有很坏的影响。
I used to be the director of the international students at Hope Sound.
我从前在Hope Sound 的时候是这个国际学生的这个总管。
And we had a great deal of our overseas students were Taiwanese at one time.
那个时候呢，有很多国际学生是从台湾来的。
And one of them was a little girl named Helen.
那其中有一个女孩子，她的名字叫 Helen.
She was just a sweet gal.
她真的是很可爱。
But one day she said to me, she said, "Mama, you know what?"
她有一天她跟我说，你知道吗
？I found out my grandmother had been a Christian.
她说我发现我的奶奶她是基督徒。
Now all Helen had known was idolatry.
那这个 Helen 她从小长大看到的都是家里的人就是拜偶像拜拜的。
She had even been offered to the idol.
他们家甚至把她就是好像就是献给这些这个偶像，好像把她交给这个。
Something like we get dedicated to Jesus, she had been dedicated to the idol.
就好像我们在孩子在有的时候教会里有婴儿的这个奉献里，我们这个父母亲把这个孩子放在神的手里，那对他来说，他的父母亲把他放到这个偶像、这个佛像的这个好像。
She said, "I found out one day I was singing a hymn."
那他说我是怎么发现？他说有一天我在唱一首圣诗。
And my mother began to sing with me.
然后我妈妈居然就跟我一起唱。
And I said, "How do you know that?"
然后我就问他说你怎么会唱这首歌呢
？Oh, she said, "I used to sing that when I was young."
那他妈妈就说我小的时候听过，我小的时候就会唱。
Your grandmother was a Christian.
他说你的外婆是一个基督徒。
But what happened?
但是怎么会那会现在这个样子呢
？Her grandmother, her sons, died.
那他的
not just one, several of them.
他的外婆呢有几个儿子，就是他的舅舅，然后有几个都去世了。
She became very discouraged and downhearted, the dark place.
那可能是出意外或者怎么样？那对于他的外婆来说，这个就是对他很大的打击，然后他很。灰心很失望。
She couldn't understand it.
她不能够明白。
She a Christian, and now here several of her sons had died.
她是一个基督徒，但是她现在面临的看，她所看到的是她的孩子，她的儿子都死掉了。
So in that particular dark time of her life,
所以在这样的困境中
，she went back to the temple.
她就改变了她的信仰，她变回去回到那个庙宇里。
And asked them why this thing happened.
她到那庙宇就问人家说为什么会有这样的事情发生。
They said because you're serving Jesus, come back to the temple.
那当然他们的回答就是说因为你信了耶稣才会这样，你应该回来拜这些偶像。
And she came back to the temple.
所以她就听了他们的回去拜偶像。
You see, this is what happens if we're not careful in those dark times of life.
这就是我当我们在这个经历黑暗经历痛苦的时候不小心的话会造成这样的结果。
I've tried to say in other sermons that God does not bring these dark places particularly.
那我从前也在讲到说有讲过说神不是故意要让我们经历这些痛苦。
It's sometimes the circumstances, sometimes things we brought on ourselves. That's many different things, but it seems like in these things we don't sense or feel God.
那有些时候是有的时候是我们自食其果，但是不论怎么样，我们在经历这个时候的时候呢，就很容易感受不到神的同在。
Sometimes the second thing that we can do is you can light your own fire and try to walk in the light you generate.
那这个刚才讲的是第一个反应，那第二个反应就是说我自己来取火，自己来照明。
Isaiah, they talked about that. Behold, he said, "All of you kindle a fire."
那在以赛亚书里面有讲，他有提到说，凡你们点火，
You can cast yourself about with sparks, 用火把围绕自己的。
You
walk in the light of your fire.
可以行在你们的火焰里。
And in the sparks that you have kindled,
并你们所点的火把中。
This shall ye have of my hand, but you shall lay down in sorrow.
但是这是我手所定的，你必躺在悲惨之中。
When we try to light our own flame.
当我们自己点火自己那个取光的时候
Sometimes in many places maybe I should say like Joyce Myers did
那很多时候就像一个很有名的这个布道家她的名字叫 Joyce Meyer
Sometimes she was angry Sometimes she was whatever it was But she said when I got to church I had on my church face
那她也经历我们所经历过的也会生气也会痛苦但是当她到教会的时候她就会抓住他的信心。
She said, "I would sing the songs, you know."
然后他就会那个大声的唱歌。
I would be with them in the spirit.
然后就在灵里和这个大家一起同在。
But it wasn't real.
就是他摆出一个，就是到教会有一个教会的那个行为的方式，但是他说他里面并不是真实的。You
see, this thing called the love of Jesus Christ is not an emotion.
你知道吗？我们当我们说这个神对我们的爱，或者说我们爱神，它并不是一种感，仅仅是感情上的情绪。
He speaks to our emotion.
因为神会对我们的感情说，情感说话。
I definitely feel my own heart that God gave us emotion so that we could sense His presence.
那我心里相信说，神给了我们情绪，让我们能感受到喜怒哀乐，也是为了帮助我们能够感受到他的同在。So
we have to realize we're not going to pump up God.
那我们要意识到，我们不能说这个自己鼓动自己的情绪来经历神。
Because you see, many times when we go through these dark places, He uses them for our good.
你知道吗？当你经历到这个黑暗、经历到痛苦和苦难的时候，神要使用这个经历来帮助你更贴近他。
I don't know about anybody else's life but my own.
我并不了解其他的人生，但是我知道我自己是怎么样的。
As I said before, God had a lot of work to do on me.
我从前也讲过，神在我身上做了很多的工作。And
quite a bit of it was out of the darkness.
那么他做这些工作能够达到成效的时候，很多有很大一部分是当我在经历黑暗、经历苦难的时候。But
as I came out of the darkness, as He led me out of the darkness, I could look back and see what He had done.
可是当神带领我从这个黑暗里走出来，我再回头看的时候，我可以看到神在这里面所成就的。You
see, we can walk through the darkness.
你知道吗？我们可以在这个黑暗中行走。And
we can hold on to God's hand.
只要我们能够拉住神的手，不要放开。Now
we know He's literally not flesh and blood.
我们知道神不是像我们这样有血有肉、有躯体，可以让我们真的用手攥住他的。But
when we hold on to His hand, means that in my heart, I'm not going to let Him go.
那我们怎么样能抓住他的手？就是在我们心里，我们不放弃，要跟神在一起。I've
experienced this many times.
我这样有这样的经历很多次了。
I know when I came almost many times to a place where I thought I couldn't go any further.
有很多时候，我真是到了一个地步，我觉得我过不下去，真的是到了尽头。And
God came right at that time.
然后就在那个时候，神他到了，就是让我经历到他。So
what we can do is we can hold on to His hand. We can trust in Him.
那就是我们的第三个选择，我们就是可以拉着他的手，信任他。
You know, Corrie Ten Boom once said, when a train goes through a tunnel, and it gets dark.
那有一个人他曾经讲过哈，当这个火车进入隧道，然后越来越黑的时候，
you don't throw away the ticket and jump out.
你怎么做呢？ 你是不是把你的车票扔掉，然后就从火车上跳下去呢？
You sit still and trust the engineer.
当然不会，你就坐在那里，你相信这个火车的这个司机，他能够把你带出去。
And this is what you and I must do.
那这是我们作为基督徒也要做的。
We must trust in the Lord.
我们需要信靠神。
Now, I preached on this many times, and you probably heard it many times, but I know enough about human nature and even the spiritual nature to know that it isn't easy to come to the place in your heart where you utterly trust God.
那我可能讲过很多次，那我也知道说这个。 可能有些人很难明白，但是这个事实上是，就是我们的心里很难，对于我们来说不容易做到能够完完全全的信靠神。Many
times we trust in other things.
很多时候我们会把我们的信靠放在其他的东西上。By
our lips we'll say, "Oh yes, I'm trusting God."
我们嘴巴上可以说我信靠他，我相信神。But
some of you are trusting in yourselves.
但是很多时候我们的行为上可能是更多的来信靠自己。I
know what to do. I'll do it.
我会想办法，我知道该怎么做。But
you're doomed for disappointment when you trust in yourself.
但是圣经上已经告诉我们，我们必然会失望。Trust
in your friends.
你可能会相信你的朋友。They
will die and leave you.
不幸的是，他们也会死去，他们也不能帮你，一直帮你。That's
why Jesus tells us, "Put me first."
那也就是为什么耶稣说你要把我放在首位。
Love me and trust me.
爱我，信靠我。Because
we're all going to go through these things in life.
因为我们每一个人都会在生命中经历苦难和黑暗。And
He doesn't want them to crush us.
但是神的心意不是想让这些苦难和黑暗然后压倒我们。But
when we trusted people and something happens, whether a breaking of fellowship or a death, it is really what we call tragic, a crisis in our life.
那可是当我们没有信靠他，反而去信靠人，信靠自己，信靠人之间的关系的时候，但是当死亡来临，当这个悲剧来临的时候，你就没有办法靠得住，你的人生就出现了危机。
No, I don't belittle when someone dies.
我不是说这个人去世是一个好像很轻易的事情。
I've gone through too much of that.
因为我已经经历过很多的这个生老病死。
When I was in Cayman, they called me the burying preacher.
那我从前在一个那个海岛上做牧师的时候，他们叫我是这个葬礼牧师。
I would have funerals sometimes twice a week, three times. One time I had one that couldn't make it was four times.
那我有的时候我那个一个星期要主持两次葬礼，然后有一次实在太多，我都没有办法赶得过来，一个星期有四次。
Sometimes these some of them were I loved them. They were like brothers and sisters and mothers to me.
那他们当中有很多人，我了解他们，认识他们，爱他们，他们就好像我的弟兄姐妹，我的父母一样。
I knew what it was to hurt.
我知道这个当心里伤痛是什么样的感觉，心里这个痛苦是什么样的感受。
But I also knew what it was to have God with me.
但是我也知道什么跟与神同在是什么样的感受。
Even though I love some of my people, oh dearly, I love them. I love my mother, my father, those that have gone. But I want you to know that before everything else, I love God.
虽然我也很爱我的父母亲、我的朋友，那我的父母亲已经去世了，但是超过这一切的是我首先要爱我的神。
And so even though I went through those, I could sense I knew Him.
那所以虽然我的生命中经历了很多这些所谓悲剧，这些这个离别，但是我能够感受到神他与我同在，我能够感受到他对我爱。
Many people trust in their money.
很多人把他们的信心放在他们的钱财上。
Sometimes, like a few years ago, you have some of it or most of it taken away.
那可但是几年前我们都知道这个泡沫一没有，可能你的很大一部分钱就不见了。
I had an uncle one time. He was a good man.
那我从前有一个叔叔，他是一个好人，不是一个受过高等教育的。
But he had a spirit of being very, very tight.
但是呢，他是非常节俭。
He saved I can't tell you how much money, just in a very plain post, a sort of like a mailman in a company.
那他只是一个很他的位置也不是很高，也不是说做很好的工作，但是他省下来很多钱。
He would hardly buy anything for himself.
然后很少说为自己买点什么，然后
奢侈的享受。And his whole lifetime, he only bought two cars.
他这一生一共只开了两辆车。
There were things that he could have had, but he didn't think it was necessary.
那他本来可以买一些东西，但他都觉得没有必要，不要花这个钱。
He had married a very good woman.
他的太太其实是个很好的人。
But she had had two children before him.
那这个，但是他太太在跟他结婚之前有过两个孩子。
He never would accept those children.
我这个叔叔他一直都没有接纳那两个孩子。
So when it came time to die,
那等他快要去世的时候
，He wanted to take his money and give it to the family, our family.
那所以呢，他就等他要去世，他就想把他的财产留给就是我的家里这边，不要给他太太那边。
He didn't want those girls to get any of it.
那他不想，就是他太太原来有两个女儿，他一点也不想留给他们。
Oh, what a family feud there!
结果这个造成的就是这个很多的纠纷和争执。
And I got very upset, and I said, "Listen, she made that money with him, and so you just let her alone."
那后来那个我就跟家里的人说，你们为什么要这样跟他争执？他们夫妻两个，他们一起挣的钱，你们就应该。
So she was smart enough to say to him, "If you don't leave me the money, I won't take care of you."
那这个太太她当时是跟他的意思就是说，如果你不把这个财产留给我们的话，那你这个生病，你这个要死的时候，我不会管你。
I liked her spunk.
我觉得她这样。
Yes. Now this wasn't a marriage of just two or three years. This was a marriage of a lifetime.
我们并不是说他们两个不是说结婚两三年而已，是很长时间的。
She worked with him and oh.
然后这个我这个应该说这个婶婶你照顾他很长时间。那我告诉你最后是怎么样的。
My aunt took that money she gave him and put it in the bank.
那我这个婶婶呢，把这个她拿到那部分钱放到银行里。
Now it was in the bank during the 80s.
不是说80年代的那种银行，或者是90年代。
Now some of you older ones would know what I mean when I say in the 80s.
那你们年纪大的可能明白我说这个80年代银行是什么意思。
Because that's when interest was 18% and 20%.
哇，那个时候这个银行的存款的利息有18%到20%那么多。
You're somebody shaking their head down there. They remember.
有人真的记得哈。
Now you get 1%, but then we got 18% to 20%.
现在是大概只有百分之一。So
she put it in the bank, never touched it.
那这个我的婶婶就把这钱放在那，再也没有动过。After he died,
she worked. She did her little work and things, kept herself.
那我叔叔去世以后，我婶婶就这样继续过。But
when she died,
那我婶婶要去世的时候，
all the money went to the two girls.
那这个钱就都。
I suspect it was almost $1 million.
我猜可能大概得有100多万这样。
Now my uncle spent all of his life.
那我的叔叔呢？
Trusting in his money.
他花了他一生的时间，然后把他的信心全部放在钱财之上。
Wanted to be sure his daughters, her daughters didn't get it.
而且非常确定的说不要留给这个他的这个太太的那两个孩子。
So you say when you trust in money. You don't know where it's going to end up.
所以呢，当我就想告诉你说，当你把你的信心放在钱财上的时候，你不知道你的钱财最后落到谁的手里。
My aunt was the very same thing. 那我的 This is his sister.
那这个是。
I'm getting out all my dirty laundry.
我把家里的丑事都抖出来了哈。
But I always think it's funny.
但我觉得，因为我觉得很有意思。
My aunt thought of one thing. That was her money.
那我的这个姑姑呢？她有一个想法说。
Again, she never worked a day.
那这个我的姑姑她没有工作过。
But my uncle was just a mechanic.
但是我的这个姑父是一个这个那个机械师。But
she saved.
那所以呢，我的这个姑姑她也很会存钱。
She didn't buy herself even a good bed or a new air. No, she saved.
从来不给自己买一个好像比较舒服的床啊，装个空调啊，都不都存钱。
My aunt spent her time. Now remember, these are in the 80s.
那你要记得这是80年代。
Calling the bank to see how much interest it was that time.
那她呢，花很多时间打电话给银行，就是要知道说今天的利息是多少。
If it wasn't enough, she found another bank and would take the money there.
如果这个银行的利息不够高的话，他就会去找另外一个高一点的，然后把他钱全部都挪到那个银行去。And
that's how she did it. And next time she'd go over and find another bank got more interest.
所以这个就是他的工作，他就再去找另外一个银行。如果有更高的，就再继续换一家。Now
she had one of the nieces that she didn't love nor trust.
那她有一个孩子，她并不喜欢，然后也不信赖，也不信靠信任。
Before her, it's another explanation. But before her husband died, because he was very sick at that time. And before she died first. But she wanted to give the money to my mother.
那个时候就是我的那个姑父身体也不好，然后我的姑姑她已经快去世了，那她就想把她这个钱呢留给我的妈妈。Now
I thought that was ridiculous.
那我觉得这个好像很不对劲，不留给自己的孩子。
Her husband had worked for that money.
那这个是我的这个姑父。
But she was afraid that some of the others would get that money.
那我的姑父积蓄了一生的钱，那对他来说，他，he was afraid. Who?
She was afraid that they would get these cousins would get her money.
The cousins of her?
Yes, they were hers. Yeah.
就是他就是有一些其他的亲戚，他担心他们会把钱拿走.
So, what happened?
那最后怎么样了呢？
She died.
那我这个姑姑去世了.
My uncle, who had been very sick and she thought would die, got well.
那我姑父那个，他去世的时候已经病得很厉害，他以为他也快死了，结果我的姑父他身体又复原了，然后就又好了。He
had been in a coma for almost a year.
他就是在这个昏迷状态有差不多有一年。And
a Chinese doctor came in, looked at him, and said, "This man has tuberculosis of the brain."
那这个有一个中国的医生来说，他的脑子好像有一个结核。We
can treat him.
说这个是可以治的。
And my uncle rose from the dead.
然后我这个姑父就死里复活了。
So lo and behold, when my aunt died, my mother had all this money and the other nephew.
那我这个姑姑去世的时候呢，反正
complex,
很复杂的亲戚关系啊，不知道谁拿了反正什么钱。
So what my mother did, she said, well, we can't do this. She said, he's alive now, and you just give him every bit of that money back.
哦，那是这样的，是他姑姑去世的时候就已经把这个钱转给就是我的妈妈还有另外一个那个亲戚。那但是这个姑父又好了，那所以那个我妈就说，那我们不能拿着他的钱，对不对？要还是应该还给他。
So she gave it to my uncle. All the money went back.
那所以我妈妈就把他所有的钱又都还给了我这个姑父。
And don't you know, the very cousin she didn't like and didn't trust.Is the one that he lived with and gave all of his money to.
那你知道吗？就是他所不喜欢、不信任的那个孩子，就是我姑父。后来就是跟他一直住在一起，然后去世以后把所有的钱都留给他。
All the savings at times and all we try to accumulate and what we want done many times doesn't really happen.
那我今天想要跟你讲一个这个故事，是想让你知道。
So you put your trust in your money. Don't put trust.
当你信靠你的钱财，你为自己做了这样那样的计划之后，结果。是你所最预想不到的，可能是你最不愿意希望发生的。
We put our trust in God.
所以不要信靠钱财，要信靠我们的神。
So that no matter what happens,
这样的话，不论是发生什么，
you know that He's there.
你知道神会永远在那里。
No, you don't feel it.
你即便你感受不到。
There have been literally months when I would accuse myself, and I thought, "What have I done? Have I done something wrong against God?" And I would just suffer under that.
那我自己就曾经经历过，有几个月的时间，我感受不到他的存在，我就会自责。我说，难道是我做了什么？我做了什么事情使他离开我吗
？And so, I finally God got through to me.
那直到有一天，这个神让我知道。
And now, whenever I go into any type of depression, I just say, "Lord, we're going to go through this together."
那到现在，每次我当有感到这个压抑的这个情况，抑郁的。这个症状要发作的时候，我就会跟神祷告说：“我要和你一起经历。”
I may not feel you, I may not understand what this is, but we're going through this together.
那也可能我经历感受不到你，也可能我不明白为什么会发生，但是我知道你要和我一同经过。
He said, if some man said one time, if you can't trust a certain person out of your sight, a man out of your sight.
那有一些人有说过哈，如果这个人他不在你眼前，你就不能信任他的时候。
He's not worth much.
那这个人恐怕就不值得信任。
If he's always got to be right there and you're watching him, then if you go away, he's not worth much to you.
那如果这个人你需要一直盯着他，你觉得才能够相信的话，那这个人肯定是不一个没有什么价值。
So if you cannot trust God in the dark,
那同样的，如果你当你在见不到神、看不到光的时候，不能
进。You don't trust him at all.
不能够相信神的话，那意思就是说，你其实就不相信他，不管是在光明中还是在黑暗中。
There's a poem that says, "Trust him when the darkness and doubts assail you."
那有一首诗，他讲到说，哈，在当你在这个黑暗、在怀疑的时候，要信靠他。
Trust him when your strength is small.
当你的力量微小的时候，信靠他。
Trust him when to simply just trust him.Trust him when to simply trust him seems the hardest thing of all.
那当你就是觉得信靠他非常非常可能是最难的事情的时候，你仍然要信靠他。
And that could come when we feel like just to trust him is one of the hardest things for us to do.
你知道吗？你可能人生中有一天是会经历到那样的时候，就是信靠神变得非常非常难。
Trust him, he is ever.Faithful.
信靠他，因为他是永远信实的。
Trust him, his will is really the best.
因为他的旨意是最美好的。
Trust him, for the heart of Jesus is the only place of rest.
因为你要信靠他，因为耶稣的心才是你唯一可以得到平安的地方。
They say to rely on Christ.
他们说要
means to lean on.
信靠耶稣，意思就是说要靠着他。
To rest.
要休息
to stay, to put your confidence in.
要安静把你的这个信心都放在他上面
Li Ting had to go to the hospital to have the baby this week
那个师母的这个儿媳妇 Li Ting 她今天要这个星期要去那个医院生孩子
Now of course she's been very close to her mother for this 22 months she's been alive
那当然这个小朋友这个孙女呢就是 Caitlin 她不到两岁，那他一直都是跟妈妈是很亲近的。
So we all were a little concerned how she was going to take this little transfer you know, this little.
那因为妈妈要离开，住到医院里，所以我们就有都有点担心，说这个小孩子的这个他现在会怎么样反应。
But you know what she did?
但你知道他怎么做的吗
？She began to lean on a mom or Bob. What's her name? A grandmother.
婆no.
What is
奶。阿妈。
阿妈。That's it. My Chinese is rusty.
那个他那他但是这个这个师母的孙女呢他后来就发现他找到一个新的依靠就是师母他叫阿妈。
It seemed like about a week before she went.
那大概是在丽婷去医院之前一个星期左右的时候。
I see Caitlin sort of grandma, everywhere grandma.
那就我就发现开始发现这个小孩子他就开始走到哪跟就跟师母就跟到哪然后一直叫 grandma.
Lee Ting couldn't lift her up because of her condition, so she would call for grandma.
那个丽婷呢因为她要安胎的缘故她不能抱这个孩子那所以这个 Caitlin 就开始就依赖奶奶了就找奶奶来抱。
She and grandma would go out.
然后他就会跟奶奶一起出
门。Grandma would help feed her.
然后奶奶要给他喂饭吃。
And I saw how she had transferred all of her feelings about mama alone to grandma.
那我就在这个一个星期中，我就看到说这个孩子。
She began to rely on grandma.
把这个对这个母亲的依赖呢，慢慢转到这个对奶奶的依赖上面。
She rested in grandma.
然后他就可以依靠奶奶，觉得安心。
And now she doesn't even hardly look for mom.
那现在她基本上都不再找妈妈了。
I think her mother was a bit, you know, how mothers can.
我想妈妈可能会有点失落。
But it makes me realize that when we can turn our feelings from money, we can turn our feelings from friends, we can turn our feelings from ourselves and rely on.
可是这样也让我想到说我们也可以像他一样跟他学把我们的一个对这个对我们自己对朋友对钱财的依靠转为对神对耶稣的依靠。
You see, we must learn how to just be able from the inside out to say, I trust God.
让我们都需要学习来真的是从心里发出来的说
Now,
我信靠神
we can
我相信他。
Trust him when things are going good.
那我们在一切平安顺利的时候可以信靠他。
We can trust him when it seems like life is full of joy.
那这个生活中好像一帆风顺充满喜乐的时候我们可以信靠他。
But when the lights go out,
可是当这个光都不见了的时候
That's the time we'll find out, do we really trust him?
那个时候你才会真正发现说你是不是真正的信靠他。
You see, the lights went out for Job.
那对于约伯当时来说有一段时间他就是在黑暗中他看不到光。
And he had those that came and told him he was a sinner.
那他甚至有朋友来跟他说那一定是你做错什么你犯罪了才造成这个结果。
And Job said, I'm not a sinner.
那约伯就跟他们反驳说不是的。
I know who I trust.
他说我知道我信靠的是谁。
I know my Redeemer liveth.
他说我知道我的救赎者活着。
And in the midst of losing everything,
他在他的人生中几乎失去了一切。
He was able to trust in God.
但他仍然能够信靠神。
Sometimes we're like a man that took an airplane ride.
那我有的时候我们讲像有一个人他要去坐飞机。
He was very fearful.
他很害怕。
He didn't want to go on the airplane.
他不想去坐飞机。
But they talked him into it, and he felt like, "Well, I better go."
但是大家一直劝，他就后来就同意了，说好吧，我坐。
So when he got off, and they said to him, "Well." How did you make it?
那这个等他做完了以后下来了，然后大家就问他怎么样，感觉如何呀
？He said, "Well, it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be."
那他说没有想象的那么糟了。
But I'll tell you this.
但是不过呢，我告诉你
，I never did put my weight down.
他说我一直撑着，没有把我的重量放在那个飞机上。
So could you see him there, half seated, half?
你可以想象他什么样子吗？这个不能完全的坐在椅子上，因为不能那个。相信这个飞机。
That's what happens to us so many times. Oh, I trust God, but don't put your weight down.
那这个就好像我们很多时候说，我们说我们信靠神，但是我们不敢把我们的重量完全放在上面。
You see, God doesn't always let us in on what's going to happen.
你知道神并不会提前告诉你将要发生的事情。
So when it happens, faith is that which fills the gap.
那但是当这个事情实际上来的时候，来临的时候，那这个中间这个空隙就要用我们的信心来填补。
Someone said we must give God the benefit of the doubt.
那有些人就说我们要把神往好处想。
One time there was a guide who was conducting someone over an area of the Alpine Trail.
那从前有一个这个好像导游哈，他带着一些带一个人在爬山，就是那种就是高山的这种这个叫什么？
They came to where a rock was jutting out. We had to sort of go.
那爬山走这个很崎岖的山路，然后走到一个地方呢，就是这个侧面的这个岩石就凸出来，这个挡住了一部分的路，你要绕这样子。
It only let a fragment of path there.
那挡住了一部分，那可能这边就是又是悬崖了。
Now the man was very fearful.
那这个爬山这个人他就很担心，很害怕。
But the guide said and put his arm down like this, his hand in his arm.
那这个导游就把他的手和手臂和
to cover part of that fragment.
这个手他的手臂伸出来，然后挡住这个就是凸出来的岩石。
Now he said, walk across. My arm will be there to stand. There's the fragment. And he put his arm on.
Oh, 他这样，他这个岩石是这样伸出来了哈。那这个导游，这个他带领的人就把这个手臂挡在那边会掉下去的那边，说你就这样过，我可以挡住你。
He said this arm has never lost a person.
那他说我这只手臂从来没有让任何一个人从这边掉下去过。
So you see, that's what it is with God. He's never lost one of his children.
那这就是对神也是一样，他从来没有失去过他的，他没有不是说他从来没有说没有能力保护他的任何一个孩子。
You see, God's still God. We can trust in him.
神永远都是神，我们可以信靠他。He
never has repented to take back what he said.
他从来没有说对他说的话后悔过。God
will do what he says.
他说的，他必定做到。
His ability has not diminished.
他的能力也没有消减。
He's not gotten old with the ages.
他并没有说因为年纪衰老，然后精力就减退。
He has no rheumatism.
他并没有这个。
He's still able.
关节炎。
Sorry. He's still able to do.
他仍然有能力。
And nothing is too big for God to accomplish.
对他来说，没有一件事情是太大做不到的。
But better yet, nothing is too little for him to use. To accomplish it for us.
那更好的是说，他可以利用每一件小事来帮助我们。And
the little things.
不管事情大小，神都掌权。I
know some of those little things in my life.
我知道我的生活中也有这样的小事情。And
there's something about them that makes you know He cares for you.
就是因为神在这些小事上向你显现的时候，你心里知道他关心你，他爱你。
He was able to save us.
他能够救赎我们。
He's able to keep us from sin and from stumbling.
他也能够保守我们不致失脚，不会不再犯罪。
You see, when we sin, when we stumble, we do it on our own. But He's able to keep us.
当我们这个失脚，当我们犯罪的时候，我们是自己选择这样做的。但是神有能力保守我们。
And when I mean keep us, He keeps us within His boundaries. He says if we don't sin, He'll be there, and when we're tempted. So that he'll bring us over those temptations.
那所谓保守，就是说他会把我们就是保护起来，让我们当我们面临试探的时候，他有能力让我们不至于犯罪。
He's able to supply our need according to his riches in glory.
而且他有能力按照他的丰富，按照他的完全来供给我们每日所需的一切。
Early in the time I was going to China, we were getting ready to go, and I lacked about $750.
那今年早一些的时候，我们需要去中国。那个时候，都已经准备好，但是我仍然缺大概750块钱。
And the time was coming very close.
然后已经离出发不久，不远了。
So on a Sunday, I was going down to preach at here, Palm Beach Church.
那个有一个星期天，我就是要到这边来讲道。There
was another older preacher, very wonderful man, Brother Pelton. He was supposed to go down to Hollywood to preach.
那我在同样在Hope上有一个牧师，他需要去到 Hollywood， 就是更南一边一个教会去讲道。
So I'm coming down 95 like I do.
那我就像平时一样走这个 95.
And I'm afraid I don't drive like an old woman.
我开高速的时候并不像一个老太太哈。
Anyway, as I was coming up Forest Hill, coming down, I saw Brother and Sister Pelton's car over here.
那就我在快到的时候，在高速上，我就看见这个另外那个牧师他们的车停在边上。
Now anybody that knew Brother Pelton knew he was a slow man.
那如果你认识他的话，你就知道他是一个很不紧不慢的人。
He spoke very slow.
他说话也很慢。
Godly man, but he was slow.
他是一个很敬虔的人，但是他做事情就是非常缓慢。
And the first thought that came to my mind, he must not have been speeding.
那我看见他的车停在路边，我心里想，那应该不是被抓超速被抓了。
So I figured something was wrong, so I pulled over.
那我想，那可能是车坏了或者怎么样，所以我就把车我也靠到边，然后往后倒。
They had a very fearful time. Their car stopped right in the middle of the two lanes, three lanes. Trucks coming up and going around them. Finally, somebody got them over to the side.
他们这个是他们是这个开到路中间的时候，这个车停下来，所以那个时候很可怕哈，因为后面的车都开得很快，这样他们停在路中间。后来终于有人来帮他们把这个车弄到旁边上，还比较安全一点。So
I went up to him and I said, "Are you all right, Brother Pelton? You know, we talked and so."
那我后来我就去看他，我就问他你怎么样什么的。
I said, "Maybe Brother Pelton, you should go to the Palm Beach Church. It's closer." And maybe you feel better driving there.
那个时候呢，他已经离教我们教会不远了，所以我就跟他说，要不然呢，我们俩换一换好了。你开这个车比较近嘛，到我们教会，到这个教会来讲道。那我去那个 Hollywood 那边。At
that time, I did know that Hollywood paid more than Palm Beach.
那我当然我知道说那个教会好像就是有外面的牧师去讲道，会给的比较多。
So I never quite, but pretty close to figure out. Why I was glad I could go to Palm.
所以我心里也有一点点那个小高兴哈，说我可以去那边。And
so I went.
所以我就跟他这样换了一下。And
when I came back, I had $750.
所以呢，那次讲到完了以后，我那差的750块钱就齐了。
You see, God cares.
你知道吗？神真的是他在意，他关心，这种事情也会发生。
You know, we can really trust Him.
我们可以完全的信靠他。
God will bring the light. It'll come. You'll bring it right at the right time.
神会在合适的时间把这个光再一次的点亮。
You need to trust His love for you.
但是你需要信靠他，你相信他是爱你的。 因为他确实是这样的。
You can depend on Him.
你可以依靠他，你可以信任他。
You don't have to. You know, we want to feel, see, sense, but we don't have to. We can trust in the Almighty Creator.
我们有很多时候，我们需要，我们想说要有这个感觉，我要感觉到神与我们同在。但是我们真的并不需要，我们只要相信，知道。
We can say like the poet said, "Lord, I never moved a mountain, and I guess I never will."
Go ahead. 那个有一首诗讲到说，这个主啊，我从前从来没有挪过山，我想我可能以后也不会。
All the faith that I could muster wouldn't move a small ant hill.
那我所能够有的这个信心，可能还不够移一个这个蚂蚁窝。Yet
I tell you, Lord, I'm grateful for the joy of knowing you.
但是神主，我告诉你，我真的是非常的感恩，让我因为认识你，我的里面有喜乐。And
for all the mountains moving down through life. That you move for me, you've done for me.
而且也很感恩，在我的生命里，你为我挪了很多的山。When
I needed some help, you lifted me from the depths of great despair.
当我需要你的时候，你把我从这个绝望的深渊中救出来。And
when burdens, pain, and sorrow have been more than I can bear.
当这个我的生命中有苦难，有重担的时候，超过我所能受的时候。You
have always been my courage.
你一直是。 鼓励我,
to restore life's troubled sea,
然后让我的生命能够重新走向正轨,
and to move these little mountains that have looked so big to me.
你帮我挪了那些在我看来好像很大的这些山。
Many times when I've had problems and when bills I've had to pay,
很多时候当我遇到困难，当我需要有很多账单等着我去付的时候,
and the worries and the heartaches just kept mounting up.
然后每天都有很多的痛苦和挣扎的时候。
Lord, I don't know how you did it.
主，我不知道你是怎样做的。
I can't explain the where's or why's.
我也不能够解释是什么时候是如何做成的。
All I know.
但是我知道。
I've seen these mountains turn to blessings in disguise.
但是我所知道的就是，当我所面临的这些困难和大山的时候，他们终于有一天会改变成是一个化了妆的祝福。
No, I never moved a mountain.
我从来没有挪过山。
My faith is far too small.
因为我的信心不够大，非常小。
Yet I thank you, Lord of Heaven. You have always heard my call.
但是天地的主，我感谢你，因为你都听你我的呼求，你都听到了。And
as long as there are mountains in my life and your life,
那只要我们的生命中，你的生命，我的生命中有这些困难的山，
we don't have to fear.
我们不必惧怕。For
the mountain mover, Jesus is my strength and always near.
这个挪山的耶稣，他是我们的力量，是我们的。
That's what he is. He is the mountain mover.
我们的主，我们的耶稣，他就是一个挪山的人。
We lose out so much by not trusting him.
我们如果不信靠他，我们就会错失很多。
I know the years when I didn't trust and how I would try it and how I would try to hold on and I don't want that anymore.
我知道，我回顾我的人生，也有很多有很长一段时间，我也不能够完全的信靠。
I thank God that one day He taught me trust me.
我经历了很多苦处，我不想再过那些时候，所以我非常感谢神，他教给我怎么样信靠他。
And now when circumstances come, I just say, Lord, I trust you. I leave it to you.
那现在当情况发生的时候，我就可以跟他说，神，我信靠你，我就把这一切都交给你。
Yes, the dark days will come. The dark times will come.
这个黑暗的时候是会来的。
But don't blame it on God.
但是不要抱怨，不要责怪神。
Don't try to find your own answers.
不要自己想办法解决。
Just tell Him, Lord, I trust you. We're going through this together.
就只要告诉神说，我相信你，我信靠你，我就和你一起来共度这个难关。
And you'll be surprised what He will do.
你会很吃惊的，他会怎么样在你生命里成就这些事情？谢谢。
Thank you so much.